here in about 15 minutes. We just had Rich tell us the story about having his truck stolen. Well, wanting to come in and talk to us about having your vehicle stolen and protecting your personal belongings is Officer Foster. Let's open the door and welcome him to the studio.
All right, I want everybody to just stand down. I'm going to take over the situation right now.
There's no situation. We just wanted to have you on the air.
I understand that somebody on your crew had a vehicle that was stolen in some way, in some manner.
The ticker room in there.
Gentleman right over there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want you to know that I'm here. I'm on the scene. We've got everything under control, and the situation is contained.
It's already under control.
I'm taking over the investigation, and this starts now, people. Now, Mr. Hicks, I want you to know that I'm mobilizing all of our forces, and we will not stop until we find the scumbag perpetrators and recover your stolen truck.
Great.
All right, now, I'm currently deploying 30 dive teams to search area ponds. Now, a lot of times these thieving, dishonest dirtbags dump stolen vehicles in local lakes and ponds to obscure their evidence, Mr. Phillips.
But we already found the truck.
Of course, that's after they strip your vehicle of all its electronics, its airbags, its radios, and its RFPDs. Now, everything you love and count on in your life of sexual freedom is at stake here, Mr. Phillips. I want you to understand that.
Okay, I've already found the truck.
Now, the second thing we're doing, we're setting up a perimeter around the entire mid-cities.
Well, that's a good idea.
No one gets in or out of Hearst, Euless, or Bedford without a thorough cavity search. Whoa. Because our first order of business is finding your keys. Without your keys, we couldn't start your truck even if we found it, sir.
I still have the keys.
Now, secondly, I'm running the plates on all Dodge trucks to see if any of them match or come up stolen. Now, if one comes up stolen that matches your license plate, we know that's the one.
That sounds like a pretty good idea, too.
Now, I don't want to alarm you, Mr. Phillips, but there is a possibility that when we find your vehicle, everything of value will be stripped off of it. And I don't want this to alarm you in case you have to come down to the morgue and make a positive ID.
Okay, we've already found the truck.
All right, now we want to get our investigation going to get these scumbags, these dirtbags, this pond scum, this thieving bums. We want to get them off the street. Now, I notice on your complaint you listed that you think it was Puerto Ricans. Why'd you say that?
I didn't list any such thing.
All right, we're going to fill out this paperwork now. I need your name.
Rich Phillips.
Make and model of vehicle.
Dodge Ram 1500.
What is your approximate age, sir?
Approximately 29.
All right, give me a brief description of the vehicle in question.
It was a black pickup truck, four-door.
Could you be more specific than that?
It had four wheels.
More specific.
They had chrome.
More specific.
It's a truck.
More specific.
What the hell do you want to know?
We found the damn thing. Do you think you can identify this vehicle in a lineup?
I already identified it.
Do you have a history of STDs?
No.
Have you ever made love in this particular vehicle?
No, not love.
Are you... Are you circumcised, sir?
Yes.
Okay, now I think I have enough information to go ahead and make this arrest. Make this. I now present to you the person who stole your vehicle. He's in this room right now. It's George Dunham.
Whoa.
I determined that this man has stolen your vehicle.
How did you come up with that?
You come with me, sir. I'm now drawing my service weapon.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
And it's pointed right at your temple. I have it leveled right at your forehead,
officer,
sir.
I think you're making a mistake here.
Now watch out. Don't you struggle with me.
I'll fight you if I
don't
have to.
Don't you struggle with me. Watch out.
Don't struggle.
Oh, Jesus.
I think I ducked.
I just shot myself in the foot. I've got to go get the EMTs. I'll be back to arrest you later, sir. Goodbye.
All right, see ya.
But Rick, did that help, Rich?
No, we already found the truck.
Well, I wasn't going to let him take me in either. He wasn't going to take me alive.
You just wrestled with an officer of the law.
Well, I don't think he's real.
It's resisting, I think, right there.
I don't think he works for any sort of police department around here. 8:47 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What is the biggest show coming to town?